Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. There is a tale of two Montanas when it comes to the state's water supply this summer, according to the latest report from the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. State-owned reservoirs west of the Continental Divide are generally holding steady at or above average levels of water. However, the outlook is much drier for communities east of the divide. Reservoirs there remain below average and are currently considered unlikely to reach full pool this year. The report underscores the long-term impact of the persistent drought conditions, especially east of the divide. They've left roughly 85% of the state abnormally dry or in moderate to extreme drought. Forecast calling for hotter and drier weather to continue through the next 3 months. Officials are warning that water stress is likely to persist for many of those eastern basins. A judge's ruling in that high-profile immigration arrest in Bozeman last week now marks the second time a Montana immigrant has been released following community opposition. As we reported yesterday, U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris ordered 20-year-old Jose David Cortez Torres to be released from federal custody, saying he had a constitutional right to due process, and that was violated when ICE agents took him into custody without a bond hearing. Cortez Torres' attorney tells the Montana Free Press that's indistinguishable from the decision in May that had ordered the release of a longtime Freud resident who had also been arrested. Nick Northern recaps the events of the past week.
Federal immigration enforcement operations in Gallatin County are drawing attention after reports of multiple ICE actions at job sites and businesses around the Bozeman area. According to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, advocates and local officials believe more than 100 people may have been detained, though ICE has not released an official number. The operations have led to concern among workers, families, and community members, with local organizations stepping in to provide support and supplies to those affected. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
The Motor Vehicle Division.